Claire Weiss, welcome.
Hello.
You are a young creative with a passion for seemingly every medium. In a real nutshell, when did it first begin, that passion?
My mom's a music teacher. My sister's always been interested in art and goes to art school. And my grandma's a local artist. So for as long as I can remember, music and art and theater have been a part of everyday life. I had an arts upbringing, for sure.
Good for you. And nature versus nurture. Your folks are very art-centric. How important was their encouragement in your own development throughout all of these years?
I think it was definitely nurture. I think the arts were in my blood, for sure. But I think that my family being interested in those things and the fact that my sister and I did theater together and my mom taught me how to play piano from a young age and I painted with my grandma when I was like first walking, like their encouragement has been everything to that. And the fact that they're constantly encouraging me and giving me opportunities and introducing me to people in the community that can encourage those interests as well.
Really was part of the daily family
values.
Now, once you got into school and your school age and all of that activity, how did your passions grow and expand?
Well, I did theater when I was homeschooled, but when I first started school, I joined the high school theater company as an elementary schooler and started to do theater performances with that. And then from a very young age, beginning to do ballet. And since I was probably 6 or 7 years old, doing all forms of dance, being exposed to jazz and tap.
So once you got into school age, that was it. Immersion,
yeah,
total immersion.
Yeah.
I love that. So let's talk about the Oak Farm Montessori school experience. That is where you go now. Besides even more exposure to the arts, what's the most valuable thing you get from that sort of system?
At public school, I never thrived the way that I did at Oak Farm and that I do at Oak Farm. Public school had a lot of limitations and boundaries that I couldn't work around. And being a talkative and energetic kid, it was really difficult for me to be in that kind of environment.
And that's one of the many, many pluses of Montessori school.
Montessori curriculum, yeah.
That was your first exposure to it. Did you know what you were getting into when you went to the school?
No, I had no idea. My mom started teaching there. And then within a year, my mom was like, I think this is the school you need to be at. This place is your home. Like, you belong here. And I was like, I don't really want to leave my friends.
Sure.
This is a huge transition. And it would be starting seventh grade. So midway through middle school, it was a big change. But as soon as I came, I was blown away with the curriculum. And we have a farm on campus. Like, that was so crazy to me. In no realm did I think I'd be going to a school with a farm on its campus.
But wonderful. And it sounds like you really aren't adverse to trying something. No?
Oh, my goodness. No, I very quickly learned that I loved the farm program and everything that it had to stand for, the problem solving involved and the independence that Oak Farm gives you and all the skills that have developed in me because of the school is outstanding. I feel so prepared for adult life because of the school, like all the things that they've taught us.
It's so good to hear you say that.
Yeah.
That's just great. So let's focus in on your love of photography. What does that through the lens perspective give you that the many other mediums that you have talked about embracing simply can't?
I love photography. I like landscape photography, but I've always leaned towards the stories being told by people and that I can paint a picture or tell someone else's stories through the emotions on their face or the lighting or shadows that I can create and the backdrop that I put behind them. I feel like the stories are told at such a deeper level in photography because it's real life. It's a still motion of real life.
Good point. And as you keep mentioning story, I get that the story part is really important to you too. So let's couple that with journalism. What is it about the written word, especially researching and all that you thrive on, that does call your name?
I don't think I would have ever gotten into writing or journalism if not for Oak Farm. My English teacher, Bridget York, was my first exposure to a writer who wrote the way that I wanted to write. And all the things she taught me about writing and all the things she continues to teach me, writing is just, I don't know, it's deep inside of me. The way that other things are just passions, I have always felt that way about writing. I began writing with the idea that I liked creative writing and that I wanted to write books like fiction. But there's something deeper within writing that I haven't brought out of myself yet. And when I started writing research papers and when I started doing journalistic writing, it was the moment where I was like, whoa, what is this whole new world that I've never even dreamt of? I was just astounded that I could do all this research and become educated on a specific topic or a platform and be able to share it with the people around me. The fact that I could have an impact on a community was just so mind-blowing to me.
I understand the passion, to be sure. It's also intriguing that you can absorb the information like a sponge. It's also one of your major loves. And by the way, that and then photography, of course, begat your brainchild literary magazine there at Oak Farm. It's called Typewrite. Now, how did that all happen?
In Oak Farm High School's curriculum, there's a business aspect of the program. And we have a bike shop where they do mechanics and they sell bikes and they do all the finances and communication. But coming in as a freshman, I was like, I'm not particularly interested in that. And because my class is the first graduating class, we had a lot of freedom to do with what we wanted with the program. So I was like, I got to get my teachers on board. I love publishing and I love writing and I love communicating and telling stories through all of these things combined. And a literary magazine is the perfect way for me to encompass all the things that I love to do. So it's kindergarten all the way through the high schoolers contribute to this magazine. There's poems, articles, short stories. And recently we've added art and photography. So it's not just a literary magazine anymore. It's a creative outlet for all kids. And I've gotten the most amazing feedback from it. The entire community has just been so grateful to have something that bonds us all together.
And the community itself, what kind of doors has it opened for you out there?
Typewrite has done so many things for me personally. I've met so many people in the community. Because of Typewrite, people think of me and give me contacts for journalists and for editors and publishers. Got to do tours of Fort Wayne Magazine and Fort Wayne Newspaper, and I've gotten to meet tons of business people and creatives. And through that, I was able to meet the Junior Achievement Board and was invited and got to become a part of the Junior Achievement Board. So now I'm a teen member on the Junior Achievement Board, which is just a whole nother thing because now I'm learning from more business people and I'm an entrepreneur, so I get to learn from them and be involved in the community. I love it. It's great.
Good for you. And that is certainly fantastic. Now, meanwhile, how has it been received at the school, readers and contributors alike?
The readers aspect, it was received tremendously. It's a free will donation magazine. We're a nonprofit. That was a very important thing to me about the magazine, was that it wasn't based on making money. We were based on the kids we were helping. So in the aspect of readers, parents and grandparents and community members alike have been so supportive and on board with the project and have shown their outstanding support and constantly been appreciative of what it's given the community. And with writers, I feel the same way. The kids have this new bond, not only with me, but with writing. And that's all I could ever ask for. The fact that I can instill in a child the same love for writing that I have is all that I need to be able to know that I'm giving a kid the same as what my teachers gave me when I first discovered the love of writing.
They can look at you certainly as older, wiser, but also you are a student, and that's an incredibly important platform to be reaching them. So it sounds like you have an insatiable appetite for learning and doing, Claire. You're proving that all the time. Now you're adding teaching to your skill set. How is that working for you? What's it doing for you?
Yeah, I am. Within Typewrite, I began to understand that I wanted to create more of a community within the students and inspire them to write more. And I felt that the only way that I could do that is involving myself in the classrooms directly and giving them that same passion for writing. So I've been going into classrooms and giving small writers workshops. It's always along with their curriculum. I always want to aid the teacher in what they're doing. And not only that, but I get to mentor the kids in their writing and get to review their writing with them and all that. And I had a teacher tell me, she was like, could you come in and teach this lesson for me about a certain thing? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And she goes, I think that that would be really great because I think that if they see like a cool high schooler teach them, then they're going to absorb it easier. I feel the same way. I feel like the kids have taken the information in such a deeper way because they know how it's impacted a kid their age, more or less. How it's not just an adult telling them what to do anymore. It's one of their own.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, Claire. Very effective tool that you are developing at this young age. And last question. When you took those first dance steps, you learned that first play part, you wrote that first article, Did you ever imagine that you'd be living this dream as large as it is in this kind of world?
I would have never imagined the opportunities that have come my way. I would have never thought that I would be sitting here with you or have met so many incredible people from the community or started my own magazine, but there are things that have transformed my life and made me the person I am.
Now that you are that person, how does it feel?
It feels like a breath of fresh air. Like I know who I am and I'm 17. Like I know who I am. And that's not what a lot of teenagers have.
Claire Weiss is a student at Avila's Oak Farm Montessori School and founder, editor, and CEO of its literary magazine, Typewrite. Claire, thank you for bringing this marvelous story to us today. Carry the gift.
Thank you for having me, Julia.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.